Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building a retro rave race patch in Ableton Live 12 that has that warm, worn-in, tape-style grit that sits perfectly in drum and bass. Think jungle energy, early rollers attitude, dark dance-a-floor weight, but still controlled enough to work in a real mix. The big idea here is simple. Don't try to make one giant fancy synth sound do everything. We're going to think in layers. One layer will be the sub, and it will stay solid, centered, and clean on purpose. The other layer will be the race mids, where we can add detune, movement, warmth, and a little roughness. That separation is what keeps the patch powerful instead of muddy. So first, create a new MIDI track and load an instrument rack. Inside that rack, make two chains and name them SUB and Race MID. Naming them now saves you confusion later, especially when you start tweaking levels and effects. Let's build the sub first, because in drum and bass the floor has to be stable before anything else can feel heavy. On the SUB chain, load operator. You can also use Waveatable, but operator is super beginner-friendly and really reliable for this job. Set it to a sine wave. Keep it simple. No unison, no width, no extra motion. This part is not supposed to impress anybody in solo. It's supposed to hold the track down. If the sub feels too boomy, use EQ8 and gently trim the very low end if needed, especially if there's too much rumble below about 30 to 40 Hz. But don't overdo it. We want low-end power, not a tiny weak bass that disappeared because we got nervous with EQ. Now move to the Race MID chain. This is where the fun starts. Load Waveatable and choose a saw-based sound. If you prefer operator, you can stack sawish oscillators, but Waveatable makes the movement easier to hear. Set the unison to around 2 to 4 voices and add a little detune. You want that classic Race smear, but not a huge super saw cloud. We're aiming for tension, not trance. A good mindset here is that the sound should feel slightly unstable. That little bit of wobble is what gives retro rave bass its personality. Too perfect, and it sounds modern and sterile. A little roughness makes it feel sampled, bounced, and aged. Next, add auto filter to the Race mids and set it to low pass. Start with the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 800 Hz depending on how bright you want the patch. Add just a touch of resonance, enough to give it some bite, but not enough to make it whistle. This filter is a big part of the vibe, because we want the sound to bloom and move rather than sit there flat and polished. Now let's bring in the grit. On the Race MID chain, at saturator, this is where we get that warm tape-style edge. Start with a drive amount somewhere around 2 to 6 dB and turn soft clip on. Then lower the output so the overall level stays controlled. That's important. When people hear distortion, they often turn it up too much because it sounds exciting in solo. But in drum and bass, the goal is not just excitement. The goal is harmonics, thickness, and a slightly worn texture that helps the bass cut through the mix without crushing the drums. If you want a little more weight, you can add drum bus after saturator, but keep it subtle. A small amount of drive can add nice character. Just be careful with the boom control. This patch already has a sub chain, so we do not need the mid layer pretending to be the low end. Now we need to control stereo properly, because this is one of the biggest mistakes beginners make. The sub must stay mono. On the SUB chain, add utility and set width to 0%. That locks the low end in the center. On the Race MID chain, you can widen it a little, maybe 110 to 130% if it still sounds solid. But if the sound starts getting hollow or weak in mono, back off the width. In drum and bass, a wide bass that disappears on a club system is not a win. Wait first, stereo second. If you want a little extra motion, you can add chorus ensemble very lightly on the Race MID chain. Keep the mix low. We want motion, not obvious chorus wobble. Think of it like a slight shimmer in the mids, just enough to keep the Race alive. Now let's make it move musically. The easiest beginner-friendly move is automating the auto filter cutoff on the Race mids. Open the automation lane and draw a gentle rise into the drop, or a small dip and recovery across a phrase. You could open the cutoff from around 300 Hz up to 1.2 kHz over 1 or 2 bars. That kind of move gives the bass a breathing quality, like it's opening up with the drums. This is where the patch stops being a static synth and starts becoming part of the arrangement. In drum and bass, movement matters a lot. A Race that only sounds good in one frozen note is usually not enough. A bass line that evolves slightly over the bar feels much more alive, especially over chopped breaks and rave stabs. Now clean up the mid so the patch leaves space for the kick and snare. Add EQ8 after the processing on the Race MID chain. High pass gently around 90 to 150 Hz to keep the sub lane clear. If the sound feels boxy, try a small cut around 250 to 400 Hz. If it gets harsh or scratchy, dip a bit around 2.5 to 5 kHz. The key here is not to sterilize the sound. We are just removing the parts that fight the rest of the track. This is also a good time to think about the drums. In drum and bass, the bass and break are basically dancing together. If the bass is too long, too wide, or too loud, it will step on the snare, hats, and ghost notes. So keep testing with a drum loop running underneath. A patch that sounds huge alone can be way too much once the break comes in. Now let's write a simple MIDI pattern. Keep it minimal at first. One or two notes is enough to test the sound. Try a one-bar pattern with a long note on beat one, and a shorter answer note later in the bar. Or try a two-bar loop where the bass leaves a gap on beat one of the second bar, then comes back in to answer the drums. In DNB, space is powerful. A well-placed rest can hit harder than adding another note. A nice beginner phrase could be something like a held root note, a short pickup, then a little pause before the next bar. You could even use a simple root note pedal tone if you want the bass to feel more hypnotic. The point is to let the rhythm breathe with the break. If the patch is working and the groove feels good, resample it. This is a very drum and bass thing to do, and honestly it makes the sound design feel more like production. Create an audio track, set the input to resampling or route the bass track to audio, and record a few bars. Once it's audio, you can chop it, reverse it, trim it, and make little fills or pickup notes. That's where the sound starts to feel like part of the song instead of just a plug-in preset. Resampling is also great because it prints the grit. If the patch has a sweet spot, capturing it as audio lets you keep that exact character and manipulate it like a sample. You can even use tiny chopped edits before a snare hit or a drop return to make the arrangement feel more alive. Now think about structure. Don't just build a loop. Build a track moment. For the intro, maybe let only the filtered re-mids creep in. Then bring the sub in for the drop. 8 bars later, change the note pattern or open the filter a little more. Pull the bass back for a breakdown, then return with more saturation or a fresh automation curve. That small evolution is what keeps the energy moving. A few quick reminders as you work. Check headroom early, because gray bass can get loud fast. Use short MIDI notes to test the texture, because long notes can hide phase problems. And keep checking in mono. If the bass loses power in mono, reduce the width on the mid layer first. The sub should always stay confident and center. If you want to push the sound further, you can make variations. Try one cleaner version with less drive for roller sections. Try one dirtier version for the main drop. You could even make a higher octave layer, high-passed hard and kept very quiet, just to add a bit of menace during fills. Small changes like that can make your arrangement feel more intentional. Here's the big takeaway. A strong retro rave recent drum and bass is not about sounding perfect. It's about sounding controlled, alive, and slightly worn in. The sub anchors the floor. The detuned mids create the motion. Saturation adds the tape-style grit. And the arrangement makes it all feel musical. So take your time. Keep the low end disciplined and let the Reese carry that foggy old school energy. Once you hear it locking in with a break, that's when it really starts to hit.